Hello.
Hello.
The year is 1969 in Baltimore, and I am 17 years old. My family had moved to Baltimore from Manhattan a few years prior. I didn't like either my mother or my father. I hated them both, really. My mother, she was really manipulative, and she made me do a lot of chores. And my father, he talked a lot like Victor Newman on The Young and the Restless. He would leave me lists. He would say things like, "Where you going, baby girl, in those hot pants?" And I was like, "Nowhere, because where could I go?" I was only allowed to sit on the steps and come back in the house by 7 p.m. So there was nowhere for me to go. I didn't have any friends here in Baltimore. They all looked at me and said, "You talk funny." Okay, because I had an accent. So yes, I did talk funny. I had no friends. And my mother used to tell me, "Well, you can't talk on the phone because you got things to do." And I was like, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" And she was like, "Well, you can go to school, and when you come back from school, you can cook, and you can serve it to them on trays while they watch the news. And then you get to wash the dishes. And then you can do your homework, and then you get to go to bed." This happened every day, and I was sick of this. What's going on? I lived a Cinderella life. But I never got to go to the ball. So I just got fed up with this. I only had friends at school, the few that would talk to me because, you know, I talk funny. So I met a guy at school, and this was the first guy I ever met, and I didn't know anything about guys. I didn't know anything. I was so innocent. The first time out, I got pregnant. Keep in mind, I was 17 years old. This was a traumatic thing back in the 60s. You did not do that. So I decided I'm going to keep this baby, and this is going to be my baby. No one can take it from me. My cousins gave me a shower and a baby shower, and I got a job through the school, and I got a job at the White Coffee Pot restaurants on Light Street. Back then, the White Coffee Pots paid 62 cents an hour plus tips. And I knew I could keep my baby and I could support my baby with my White Coffee Pot restaurant job. I was going to stay at home and do just that, and nobody could take my baby from me. Well, I named my baby. My cousins gave me a baby shower, but the baby only lived a couple of weeks. The baby passed away at Johns Hopkins because they didn't know too much about preemies back then. So it was just too much. I couldn't take any more, and I said, "Oh, no, I'm not going to stay for this." I sold everything, and I took my little money from my restaurant job, and I knew I got to get out of here. I'm not staying home. I'm going to leave. I went as far as my money could take me, which was Westminster, Maryland. I stayed in a motel in Westminster, Maryland called Lee's Motel, right off the highway. And I would eat in Woolworths, in the booth. Just go walk down the highway, eat in Woolworths, and I said, "Oh, this is luxury. I love it." Okay, and I just knew that I was going to make it. I was going to make it on my own. Nobody could stop me. That was it. You know, my 62 cents an hour, I was good to go. But my money only lasted about 2 weeks. I had to come back to Baltimore, but I said, "No, I'm never going back home." I wind up coming back and getting back to my job on Light Street, and I met these guys who were merchant marines, and they lived in this house on Utah Place, okay? The merchant marines, they were really hippies, and they wore wigs, okay? They had long hair, and they smoked a lot of weed, and they did a lot of drugs, but during the day, they were merchant marines. And they said, "Well, if you need a place to stay, you can come stay with us." And they said, "You know, it's cool. Just come stay with us." So here I am in a house on Utah Place with 7 Caucasian guys and little old me, okay? Being 17, this was cool. I said, "Okay, I can do this." And these guys, they did so much weed you would not believe. Back then it was a real thing, okay? We're talking garbage bags full of weed, okay? We're talking motorcycle guys get on their Harleys and just boom, boom, ride on out of there. So I was like, okay, I can stay here. This is cool. And they said, well, one stipulation. You can stay here if you promise to go to school every day. And I said, okay, well, that's no biggie. I can go to school. And they said, and you can't do any drugs. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Everybody's doing drugs and I can't do any. And they said, nah, you can stay here. You got to go to school because you're a minor. You can get us locked up. And they said, but no drugs. Got to go to school. All right, so I stayed in this house, and it was fun. These guys took me all over the place. They took me to Delaware, took me to New Jersey, and I just had a great time. I learned everything from this one guy from Texas, and his name was John Isley. And this was a guy that had long hair. He used to wear his hair in a ponytail and then put it in the wig to go to work in Merchant Marines. Huh? But he taught me everything I knew, and he was a good guy because he made me go to school. And because of him, I graduated. Graduated with honors from the Civic Center. And after that, I went on. I had a scholarship. I went to Bowie State, lived on campus. And I never saw these guys again, and I always wanted to know what happened to them. One of these days, I'm going to find my John Isley and see what happened to him. But everything turned out great. Thank you.